Hello and welcome to This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, Moon Palace? Seattle's Moon Palace and their song Who Are You, making its podcast song debut. You can catch them Thursday the 30th at Barbosa in Seattle. They'll be playing with Stress, and that's spelled S-T-R-E-S, and Seattle's Black Knight Crash. Welcome once again to episode 32. I bet you're wondering, hey, Christopher Walken, where the hell you been? Well, the holidays were rough, not because I fell off the wagon. I've never really been on the wagon. Rehab. I wasn't in jail. That's a good thing too. What I was in, it was work. I work with a freight company, and with the Christmas holidays, freight got heavy. And everybody wanted their stuff delivered. So I ended up working extra days, and that took up all my extra time. There's just no way to get the podcast done and have the and finish the rest of life within 2 days for me. It's really difficult. And then come January, several things happened. You don't want to hear it. You don't care. But what we're trying to do is dedicate to you and get back on the schneid and get you a podcast on a regular basis. I apologize, but we are endeavoring to do better We were reaching out to maybe do further things with the podcast. But what I'm finding out is it's not feasible. Not unless I get a crew of people to help me and get on board. And it's kind of hard to ask people to dedicate their lives to, sorry, not to dedicate their lives, but dedicate a certain amount of time that I don't have extra time to further the podcast. But hey, if you're one of those people and you want to be an advocate for the podcast, I'd be more than willing to listen to what you can help me with. If we want to talk, that's cool. Hey, give us a call. If you have any comments or critiques, you can leave a voicemail or a text. You can also send a text to 206-414-8286. You can also reach us at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. And you can hear every episode if you want to go online to thisweekinseattlerock.com. There you can find every episode if you want to listen online. You will also find the button to find all the podcast platforms that we are on. All your big ones, Apple, Stitcher, Google, the other one, which is Spotify, and we are on iHeart. So we are on all the big ones and all the other smaller ones also. Go online, check it out. Subscribe so you can get this downloaded. Let you know when every episode comes up. Give us a listen. Let us know what you think. I look forward to any and all criticisms and suggestions and or comments. For all of our new listeners, a little about the podcast. What we like to do is encourage our listeners to be part of the rock economy. And what do we mean by that? Well, we encourage you to go out and see live music. Buy a ticket for $10 to $20. You can see 2 to 4 good local bands. And you're supporting a venue. Buy a beer. Buy an hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. I'm fancy. I'm French. Buy an appetizer. Yeah, Americans eat appetizers. But, you know, supporting the venues, supporting the bands. We encourage you to buy merch in support of the bands. If you don't need a t-shirt, buy a CD. If you can't use a CD, I can't use CDs. Because I listen on streaming for most of my music, I will give bands I go and see $10 and let them know that this is for your streaming. Because, boy, these bands basically put all this music out for free on the streaming. They have to get a total of 5,000 spins that would equate the value of a $20 album. So that's a lot of spins. And I know there's a lot of people not listening that much to a band. So it does take a village to support our local rock economy. We want to keep the arts alive. This is your chance to keep the arts alive. Short of having a PBS telethon, asking for people to subscribe. But the podcast is our way, lets you have a chance to hear new bands locally, gives a chance for other bands to hear other bands, local bands, and maybe have an opportunity they want to hook up with them and have put on a show together. You never know. So, with all that being said, hey, let's get back to the music. So also Thursday the 30th at the Funhouse in Seattle, you can go out and see 3 Seattle bands. You can go see Break, the Dead Sonics, and Food. That's P-H-O-O-D, if you didn't know. This is their song making its podcast debut. This is Spunk. once again, a song making its podcast debut. That's Spunk from Food. You can catch them Thursday the 30th at the Funhouse in Seattle, along with Break and the Dead Sonics. As a side note, we are going to have 19 songs on this podcast, so it's a hefty podcast. Of those 19 songs, we're going to have 10 songs making their podcast song debut, so you're going to hear that quite a bit tonight. Jumping forward to the 31st, Friday, at the Karner Burn in Seattle, you can go see Hand in the Attic and Seattle's Screaming Multitudes. There will be special guests. By the time I recorded this episode, they did not have who those special guests were. But this is, according to the Facebook event, this is Hand in the Attic's record release show and playing songs off their new album, Gone to the Mountain. Unfortunately, I was not able to contact Hand in the Attic to give you a sneak peek, but this is a song from the Screaming Multitudes playing the same night. The song making its podcast song debut, this is Leela No Scratch.
Hands behind, beneath her hips.
Seattle's The Screaming Multitudes in their song making a podcast debut, Lila No Scratch, playing Friday the 31st at the Connor Burn in Seattle, along with Hand in the Attic. And once again, this is Hand in the Attic record release show playing songs off their new album, Gone to the Mountain. Traveling down to the Swiss in Tacoma Friday the 31st, there's three more Seattle bands you can go see. You can go see Polyslanderous, Death by Overkill, and this band, The Thrill. Another song making its podcast debut. This is The Thrill song, No Surprise. Swiss will be rocking Friday the 31st down in Tacoma. That was No Surprise from Seattle's The Thrill. Go on down there and see them along with Seattle's Polyslanderous and Seattle's Death by Overkill. Up at the Push Pull in Ballard, they're saying this is another night of music at Seattle's grooviest art and zine shop. you can see three Seattle bands. There you can see Weep Wave. And these next two artists, we're going to start off by playing The Black Ends, which is actually going to be Nicole from The Black Ends playing solo, but playing Black Ends songs. And this also is a song making its podcast debut. This is The Black Ends song, Peak, Lost Ya in the Silence.
Anything funnier?
another song making its podcast song debut. That was Creature Feature from Seattle's Antonioni. You can catch them with the Black Ends, which will be actually Nicole playing a solo set, along with Seattle's Weep Wave, Friday the 31st at the Push Pull in Ballard. There will be shenanigans going on, Louis G's in 5, Friday the 31st, a night of musical mischief. Go enjoy great music, atmosphere, and friends. Louis G's is a place to be on a Friday night. You can go down there and see 5 bands playing from all around the Puget Sound. You can go see Everett's Barbarian Wasteland, Bremerton's The Sunshine Wall, Puyallup's Massacre at the Opera, Pacific Northwest's own The Face of Loki, and this band headlining that night. This is Burlington's Cryptonesia with another podcast song debut. This is Hell Within.
It's up to you to fight, to exercise your time.
was Burlington's Cryptonesia with the song Hell Within. You can catch them with Everett's Barbarian Wasteland, Bremerton's The Sunshine Wall, Puyallup Massacre at the Opera, and the Pacific Northwest's own The Face of Loki. You can catch them all at Louis G's in Fife, Friday the 31st. Hey, let's go to Almost Canada. Let's go up to Shakedown in Bellingham, Friday the 31st. You can go up and see the Puget Sound's Indigo Dino and Bellingham's Them Folks, and hear this Seattle band traveling up to Bellingham for the show. This is Biblioteca and their song Cobwebs. Cobwebs from Biblioteca. You can see them along with Indigo Dino and Them Folks up at the Shakedown in Bellingham, Friday the 31st. Well, then, you know, on Friday, there's also action going on the other side of the mountains. At the Tin Hat in Kennewick, they say they're going to have an amazing night of music and fun. And I think they will. You can go see Richland's Dagger Face, Walla Walla's Acid Reflex, and this Seattle band, Burn, Burn, Burn. And this is a song making its podcast debut. This is Nemesis House. I feel like That was Nemesis House from Burn, Burn, Burn. You can catch them playing with Daggerface and Acid Reflex Friday the 31st at the Tin Hat in Kennewick. As a side note, Burn, Burn, Burn will also go up to, on Saturday, go up to Wally's House of Booze in Wenatchee. Saturday the 1st, they'll be playing along with Wenatchee's The Nightmares and East Wenatchee's Not All There. So if you want to follow Burn, Burn, Burn over the mountains, you can see them twice during the weekend at the Tin Hat in Kennewick on Friday and Wally's House of Booze in Wenatchee on Saturday. Let's go on down to South King County Saturday the 1st at the Chalet Theater in Enumclaw. There you can see local rock and roll legend Randy Hansen with special guest Custom for a night that will rock you like no other. This is Seattle's Custom's No Regrets. Also, another song making its podcast debut.
Summers.
No Regrets from Seattle's Custom. They'll be opening up for Randy Hansen down at the Chalet Theater in Enumclaw Saturday the 1st. Saturday the 1st at the West Seattle Brewing Company in, hey, guess where? West Seattle. Karmic Unrest hosts and headlines a night featuring some of Seattle's top female musicians, including Karmic Unrest frontwoman Aisha Music Box Brooks and the Kathy Moore Superpower Trio. And as if that wasn't enough, 10 miles wide frontman Jonas Beckman will open up the show solo, all enhanced by the many, many tasty beverages of West Seattle's Brewing Company. So yes, go see Jaundice, go see Kathy Moore Power Trio, and go see Karmic Unrest. Not only is this a song off their new release, it's also making its podcast debut here. This is Karmic Unrest's Virtue in Tow. That was Karmic Unrest with their song Virtue in Tow. Go see them Saturday the 1st at West Seattle Brewing Company, along with Jaundice Beckman and the Kathy Moore Superpower Trio. Sticking with Saturday the 1st at the Black Zia Cantina in Burien, was finally able to get up to Black Zia for the first time a couple weeks ago. Oh my God, great tacos. If you don't go there for a show, go there for the tacos. I'm looking forward to going there again and trying another one of their Mexican fare. But at the Black Zia Cantina in Burien on the 1st, you can see Seattle's Patrick Taylor, Kent's Downglow, Port Orchard's Slut Penguin, and Federal Way's Primary Pulse. This is Primary Pulse's song, Fractured. From Federal Way's Primary Pulse, you can see them play along with Patrick Taylor, Downglow, and Slut Penguin at the Black Zia Cantina in Burien, Saturday the 1st. You will not be disappointed. Get there early and get some food there. Your tummy will be happy. Traveling up the shoreline Saturday the 1st, let's go to Daryl's Tavern. There you can see Seattle's Death Coach and Seattle's Sun Dodger playing alongside this band, the Pacific Northwest's own Watch Rome Burn. This is their song, Crystallized. ¶¶ Crystallize from Watch Rome Burn. You can catch them Saturday the 1st at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, along with Death Coach and Sun Dodger. Okay, so here's a new one for me. The Mirage Garage. It's a home venue. Fun Parents album release show, Saturday the 1st. You can go see, of course, the Fun Parents. Opening the show will be The Sure Thing. And sandwiched in the middle in there is Seattle's Laserbeam. This is their song, Gone.
Thank you. seems the same on the days of just numbers. Try to avoid your impulse family. It's all just a lie. Nothing yet to me. Never helpless, nothing to say. Defeated desire, power of the brain. The soul is a sickness that you can't deny. My love, my freedom, she wants to die.
Gone by Seattle's Laser Beam. You can catch them play with The Sure Thing and Seattle's Fun Parents at the Fun Parents album release show at the Mirage Garage, a home venue. So if you want to know the address for the place, check out the Facebook events page or DM one of the bands through Facebook and they'll let you know where to go. Show will be Saturday the 1st. Okay, here you go, folks. Saturday the 1st again at Dottie's Double Wide in White Center. I have not been there. I plan on being there Saturday. This show is titled Time Out for Celia. I'm going to read right from the Facebook event. It reads, come celebrate with the boys and Celia before we go on hiatus. We're throwing a rager at BJ's place and we'll have some awesome special guests. This will also be your first and maybe last chance to get a hard copy of Celia's unreleased EP, Black Swan Songs. You know, the first time I read that, I'm suspect. They might have let a little bit of a cat out of the bag. This will also be your first. You can read it this way. This will also be your first chance to get a hard copy of Celia's unreleased EP, Black Swan Songs. Or you can read it this way. This may be your last chance to get a hard copy of Celia's unreleased EP, Black Swan Songs. I have doubts. So I read that as a cryptic message. Take it with a grain of salt. But you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to play 5 Celia songs. They're going to have some guests for this show, who I don't know. They didn't list anybody. But I'm going to play for you in order Asleep with Scissors, Enough, Moments, Laughing at the Rain, and Ride. So to start off this 5-song set, this is Celia's Asleep with Scissors.
Sleep with scissors. Woke up and I was okay. Got to try again tomorrow to win at the losing game. Why am I so fucking tired? What do I want? To sleep all day? In the night, my thoughts are racing again. Between the cutting lines. Thank you.
good when you frown. You're only lovely when no one's around. You pour a clean drink into a dirty cup. I've had enough now, sit up.
Taste the daylight. to the sound of a horn. Look at the smile of your heart again. Let's drink like a shot of Dan. Raise a glass to the nasty name. Let's drink to righteous pain. Come on, son, let's win the game and sail the crest of victory's wave. The floor needs blood and pain. Fire, fire, spit us on the slave. Your comforting breath will save us to death.
You just heard a 5-song set from Celia. Sleep with Scissors, Enough Moments, Laughing at the Rain, and Ride. They will be playing at Dottie's Double Wide in White Center. And like I said, the important line to read there to me reads, this will also be your first, yay, and maybe your last, what, chance to get a hard copy of Celia's unreleased EP, Black Swan Songs. So bring some cash-a-roni. Help these guys pay for the albums, the EP that they're releasing. I want to pack this joint. I don't know what I got to do. I have a feeling this might be the last time you see Celia for quite a while. Well, you know, they say hiatus. I'm going to stop reading into it, but I have my suspicions. Well, that's it, folks. Thanks again for listening to episode 32 of This Week in Seattle Rock. You know, I don't get to, when I say thank you, I mean it so much. It means so much. If you have an opportunity to share the podcast with somebody, your music-loving friends, get them interested into the music scene locally, because, God, we are rich in music here. and across in the states. You know, I put up a wall at our border of Washington State because I do have to find a limit as to who I can promote. These episodes do get long. Try not to be long-winded because who wants to listen to me blabber on blah, 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 blah. Have recorded a couple interviews, which is one reason I couldn't get an episode out last week, because interviews basically took most of my day. I was trying to branch out and maybe make make interviews a regular thing. Don't know if that'll happen, but that's where you guys can come in. If you guys want to get your voice on a podcast, let me know. Let's hook up. You want to team up? Let's do it. If you can be a correspondent for the podcast, cool. You know what? The worst we can do is talk about it and throw something on a wall and see if it sticks. Again, you can leave a voicemail at 206-414-8286, which you can also send us a text at that number, and you can send us an email at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. And if you have a chance to go online and check out, want to hear other episodes from the past to hear more local music, you can hear all 32 episodes at thisweekinseattlerock.com, where you can also find all of our podcast platforms that we're available on. I think there's like 11 or 12. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. We hope to have you back next week. Hey, and you know what? Get out there, be part of the rock economy, keep rocking on.